Jacksonville City Councilman Garrett Dennis says he wants to discourage violence on city property by declaring them hit-free zones. It's a notion the local medical examiner's office and state attorney's office say they're in the process of implementing themselves. Wolfson Children's Hospital president Michael Aubin says, picture a parent with a child in surgery and the parent's other kids with them in the waiting room acting like kids.
The tension it brings to them of kind of going over the edge happens sometimes.
Hospital employees are getting trained on how to intervene when they see escalating situations that might result in hitting.
Not only would we want to create hit-free zones so people wouldn't actually hit their children, but more importantly, how would we interact with them and be able to educate them on maybe other options that they have.
Dennis's resolution would put signs up declaring certain areas hit-free, while mandating the same employee training. And while Dennis says he's not against spanking, he doesn't want it done on city property.
It's about having a non-violent society when it comes to city-owned property.
But Councilman Scott Wilson says he's concerned about city employees' intervention escalating the situations instead of diffusing them, especially in places like the tax collector's office, where people could be losing their homes. Dennis says he's open to tweaking the bill as it goes through the council process. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.